All right, let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. And they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com with the promo code BROS. Tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. Their sleepy time gummies knock me out in about 15 minutes flat. No hangovers, no grogginess. I wake up feeling amazing the next day. And their epic euphoria gummies, well, they're perfect for those days when nothing's going right and you just need to hit the reset button on your shitty mood. What makes these different is how they've paired THC and other cannabinoids with herbs and adaptogens. You're just not going to find gummies like this in a dispensary or anywhere else, for that matter. And they've got gummies for literally everything. Immune supports, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. And each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. No pesticides, no BS. And they can ship to almost every single state in the United States of America. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off with their first order with code BROS. So head on over to Mood.com. Browse their amazing selection of functional gummies and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use the promo code BROS at checkout to save 20% off your first order. Man, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. Can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's pretty common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and you find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror, and that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions. You can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with the convenient and quality access to a range of their hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose your personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. That's right. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. Dang it. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That's hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports.
Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to the Monday Morning Recap, brought to you by MyBookie.com. Promo code DrinkingBros doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. March Madness is here. Just wondering if they'll change the lyrics to One Shining Paycheck. Because it's over. It's all over for the little guys. They're all dead now.
I gotta tell you, it's gonna be really hard to put that compilation together. It's like two shots so far in this tournament that mattered.
That's it. What do you got there? The shot off the glass?
Obviously Maryland.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then what, one of Clayton's threes late in the game against UConn so far?
And I guess, yeah, maybe Florida.
No, homeboy hit that three that was meaningless at the buzzer. They were up by five, so...
I mean, Clayton hit a big three with like a minute left or something like that.
He got pushed
three.
To the limit.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Maybe the boombox kid for McNeese State.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, hit the transfer portal.
Yep, sure did.
Is he going?
Yeah, he's going.
Yeah, he's
going away to NC State?
Yeah. Gone, yeah. Gone.
Well, Dan Hurley was whining about the free throw disparity between UConn and Florida. But Florida made their free throws, right?
Actually, they missed a lot. They made
65%.
They missed.
That's not great.
It's bad.
That's not great.
And so he's got some beef, to be honest. I know they hit a three towards the end to make it closer, but UConn was 19 for 22 on their free throws, which is fucking elite.
How many free throws did Florida have?
34.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking free in a college basketball game and 40 minutes of on court action. 34 fouls. That's a foul on every possession almost.
Yeah.
Or not every possession. Every other possession.
Every other possession. 17 essentially fouls there. But so like every to be other honest, possession.
That's crazy.
Florida is just so much physically bigger than them that there's nothing you can really do. I mean, and you got an 8-9 deep on that team.
Well, you
here.
Can make your threes. UConn didn't shoot well
from
the field.
Shout out to Dan Hurley, though. This team was not that good.
No.
Yeah.
And he did the best that he possibly could.
They pushed Florida to the limit. They're winning.
They went 8 for 29 from 3. You're not going to win against this Florida team because you're going to get out-rebounded. There's no way you're going to catch them rebounding. Although they kept it close. It was 35-40.
Yeah, and
UConn was winning with like 3 minutes left.
Yeah, they were.
Florida just went on a run. Like, Florida just... Clayton? Clayton is his last name, I know for sure.
It was a great game.
He just fucking was like, fuck it. And by the way... Mid-major transfer from Iona.
Yes, exactly. Look, I said this on last Monday's show. You can wipe out all these shit schools now. It's just the big boys. Top 16. There's only one team outside of the top six on both sides that didn't make it. Who is that?
St. John's.
Somebody else? Somebody else, Bob?
No, I mean, they knocked off St. John's.
They knocked off St. John's.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Cal. Yep. Coach Cal got Arkansas.
Who's the Cinderella team? Man, I can't think of it.
You're talking about Mizzou?
Yeah.
Mizzou didn't do it. Good times.
They're the only ones.
I was sitting in my...
BYU beat Wisconsin. That was kind of surprising to me.
No, but it's still 1-6 on that side of the bracket. Mm. It's 1-6 on the other side of the bracket, except for one team, and that was Mizzou. Damn it, Bob.
Just sitting there.
Well, also St. John's. They lost to fucking
Arkansas
as well.
Yeah. But I mean, are we shocked with Calipari there? Like,
I told you weeks ago that St. John's was a great, great candidate to lose early in the tournament as a high seed.
I think Cal also owns Patino.
He does.
Like head to head.
I think it was 13-10 before this. Now it's 14-10 head to head.
They played a lot early on because they were both in the whatever conference.
Yeah, so he's 14-10. That's better.
It is, but watching this, you know, the first weekend isn't great. We're essentially at the college football playoffs now, where we just got the top 16.
This is a trade-off for each, right? Like the last couple of years where you had these crazy like opening weekends with like 14, 15, and 16 seeds knocking off the higher seeds. You just get much worse games than the Sweet 16 and Elite Eight once they keep going.
But now you're just auditioning for a bigger school.
Maybe.
I think the best example of this is FAU. That Final Four run that they had, four of their starters transferred. Three of them are in the Sweet 16 right now on different teams. The fourth lost in the rounds yesterday, so he's gone. But all of those guys who made the Final Four, three of them are still in the Sweet 16.
Think of how crazy that year was, though. You had San Diego State. Wow. You had fucking...
San Diego State made it to the...
But didn't
Miami,
the coach get bought out, too? FAU bought out the coach?
I'm sure he got hired somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, so it's... It's not. I was going to say it's not just the players. The coaches have been
moving. Coaches are gone.
Like Sean Miller from Xavier is Texas coach now.
So you weren't here last Monday. I prayed to God on this show on Monday that Ohio State hired Sean Miller as soon as that fucking game was over. No. Texas Longhorns mm-hmm. were waiting in the goddamn lobby mm-hmm. and offered him a number and said, hey, do you want to sign this right now? Yes, I'm out of here.
Ohio
Before
State's
he even
guy.
Got out of there.
Iowa hired
Ohio State does not definitely not have their guy.
Iowa hired Drake's coach.
Yeah. I believe
Minnesota hired Nico Medved
from Colorado State.
From Colorado yep. State, and there was one more.
Who NC
was
the State other one? Got Will.
Yeah,
Wade
NC
from
State, but that
State.
Was before, that was early. Yeah, early yeah, on. Yeah. yeah, but it's. I mean, I remember college basketball coaches. It's always a bit of a scandal in college football when the coach either coaches the bowl game or skips out on the bowl game because they took a new job, I guess. You don't really get that sense in college basketball for whatever reason. But this is the most coaching turnover during the tournament that I remember recently.
Well, I'll tell you why. Their offseason doesn't start as quickly as football's does. So football, you've got to turn around real quick and get ready for spring game. This, you at least have some time off because you're not until fall again. And that's the only difference. However, the tournament for these smaller schools has just become one big audition for coaches and kids, and the best of the best are getting picked off and going everywhere else. And now, and like I said last week, this next round is going to be just absolute bangers up and yeah. down the board. I mean, these are can't-miss games all the way through.
It's a trade-off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is young Patino going anywhere from New Mexico?
You know, he's probably gotten offers before because he's been in New Mexico for a minute. And actually, didn't he coach Minnesota?
He's at Minnesota.
Yeah. He might just kind of be content.
That's true.
To be honest.
He might, but we'll run through it here since Dan's here today, and the spreads are already up on mybookie.com. Let's go through the Thursday night games and the Friday night games because we don't do that show there.
Yeah.
We do golf on Wednesday. We'll start with the first opener here.
These are all good games, by the way.
I love it, dude.
I mean, Arkansas, Texas Tech, we'll see, but the other three leading off games are fucking great.
So
all these games are
BYU great. Versus Alabama. This is Alabama -5.5. I picked BYU in one of my brackets to go to the Final Four and then another one to win it all.
The over-under is 175.5 on this game.
Yeah,
over. And you take the – well, the here's the only fucking – I've won twice with Alabama overs so far in this tournament. However, they are always due for a fucking bad shooting
night. Yes.
Also, BYU rules.
But BYU sucks in defense, they though.
They do not
they're
play
not,
great
they're
defense.
They're not a good defensive team. Oh, so yeah.
is Alabama doesn't play
but
defense.
But then again, but Alabama doesn't play any
no,
defense.
No,
but are they going to have wide open shots that they miss? Because didn't that happen like 2 years ago at the tournament? They weren't. It wasn't a great defensive team. They just shot like 30% from the fucking field.
Yeah. So if you're saying take the over, that is a 90-86 game.
Don't Love care.
Okay. Yeah, that's BYU scores too. I mean, that,
they do.
And okay. Alabama also doesn't play
These
any
are
defense.
Two top 10 offenses yeah. and two shitty defenses.
Now, if you really want value, though, BYU right now to win their region is still +850. I kind of like that.
To beat Duke?
Well, who do they play next?
They play Duke after that.
I know.
Yeah.
That is a
That's
long
asking
shot.
A lot. But you're essentially saying if you think they can beat Alabama, you're going to get them
+850.
And yeah. It's asking a lot, but what if Flag goes down again? Like, if he's at the point now where everybody's talking about drafting him, if he gets even like an abdominal injury or any kind of fucking joint injury, he's out for this tournament.
Yeah, but he's a dog.
He's
was
good, man.
Trying to come back for the ACC championship.
I know.
Yeah, that's stupid. You're about to become a gajillionaire, dude. Fucking calm down.
He might come back to Duke next year. Fuck it.
No.
I know he's not going to.
That
but
would be a huge
mistake.
He's the
first pick in the draft.
You're telling me Duke couldn't match his at least rookie contract?
No.
I mean, shit, Shaq made more at LSU than he made in the pros for his first 4 years for sure.
Duke's got deep pockets.
Who do you got in this BYU-Alabama game? On Thursday night,
I mean
Alabama -5.5.
Smart money is Alabama at 5.5. To be honest, but I don't know, man. Alabama is due for every tournament.
Yep,
every tournament they fucking clock in a fucking 35-38% field goals percentage night.
Made the Final Four last year.
Yeah.
So who do you got? 5.5.
I'll take BYU with the points.
Delco.
Yeah, I'm just feeling the Stormin' Mormons.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just kind of, they're vibing right now, vibing their little faces off.
Yeah.
I like Bama, and I like the over. This game screams like 100-90.
I'm definitely taking the over as well.
Like, it's going to be points on points on points. Also, the first half over.
Okay.
Whatever that'll be. It's usually about 50% of what the total game total is. But yeah, like, they're going to come around. The thing with this game about Bama being cold is I'm not necessarily worried about them missing their threes because they're going to get. Like, then they'll just go to the bucket and get buckets.
Yeah. You got to be disciplined, though.
Yeah.
Because UConn was getting some of those shots, too, and they still jacked up, like, 25 threes.
Yeah.
Or, no, 29. They shot 29 threes out of 64 possessions.
They couldn't handle it. I mean, Florida was too big inside for them. Yeah. Like, they had nothing to deal with Florida's inside.
Still, though, you got to fucking get in there and force fouls or something. You can't just like.
Yeah, agreed.
And to be honest, I understand Hurley. Like, I understand the complaint when you're fucking double digits on the other side, free throw wise. The other team gets double digits more than you.
Yeah.
But you got to drive. You can't. You got to go in there and create contact.
I understand it because it's Dan Hurley. This is what he does. He's pitches when he wins. Yeah. He pitches when he loses, but. He's a good personality in college basketball.
Oh, I love him.
I'm glad he didn't go to the fucking Lakers.
Yeah, no same. Joke.
Same.
Actually, well, but Redick's doing great at the Lakers, though.
Sure,
by the way.
But he's a personality I don't want gone from college basketball.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, he'd be wasted away with LeBron.
Mm, I agree. Who do you got in this game, Bob? BYU versus Alabama?
Bama and the over.
Okay.
I'm also taking the over. BYU and the over.
I'm taking BYU plus the points here. And I actually think they win this game, so I might moneyline this as well. Next up, we got Maryland against Florida. This one's out in San Francisco. That's a weird place.
The Chase Center?
Yeah, they got a...
It's at the Warriors
it's arena. Not that. It's the fact that Florida... Aren't they the overall number one, or they give it to Auburn?
Auburn.
God, they got to fly all the way to San Francisco?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Both of these teams? That's strange. All right, this is Florida -6.5. Who you got, D'Anthony?
Florida is just too physical, I think, for this Maryland team, to be honest. I mean, 6.5 is pushing it. To be honest, but you know, if Florida has a better free throw shooting night, they're going to score 90 points because they're going to have to play them the same way that they were played last week, right?
I think
they're going to get 35 fucking free throw attempts again. If you make 70 or 80% instead of 60%, like that's going to be the difference, I think.
I think the Terps cover. I think Florida squeaks another game out, 4 to 5 points.
This feels like a double-digit win for Florida. After getting punched in the mouth like that,
Maryland beat Colorado State by 1 point.
Yeah, Colorado State's good.
They're good, but they're not like physical like that. Yeah. It's a completely different situation.
And they did come back. They were up by like 14.
Terps are just really well-rounded, though. Offensive, defensive stats.
Like a turtle.
Yeah, like a turtle.
Very quite well-rounded.
This just feels like Florida is going to, after a really tough game, is going to come out like fully fucking locked in. Maybe. And just...
I hope.
And just beat them. Just beat them down.
I agree. We took them in January. Yeah,
12-1, 14-1 tickets.
I actually kind of think the first two games aren't going to be that close. Actually, the first three games. I think
BYU is going to upset Bama. I think Bama's due. I think it's like Dan says. Bama's always due for that.
They are. Yeah,
and they're just fucking hot right now.
It's going to suck when it's like an all SEC final.
There's seven teams in, but two are going to knock each other out on Friday, no matter what.
And then you have four Big Ten teams. Yeah. I mean, that's...
And Arkansas is not going to... I don't think they're going to win.
No Big East.
We'll see, but that's a stretch, too.
I don't know, man. I don't really believe in Texas Tech all that much, to be honest.
Tech's good.
They're quietly good.
They're better, but that doesn't mean anything in tournaments necessarily.
They also got a fucking dude in Toppin. Toppin could just take over at any point.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the first game for Florida. They shot 82% from the line. If they do that, this is a fucking double-digit blowout.
Yeah. Also, Tech's weird this year because they just fire threes. Like, I think they're...
It's not Chris
first
Beard
round
Tech.
Win. They had like 55 or 56 threes that they attempted.
Yeah. It's not Chris Beard's Tech.
Do you have Florida in this game?
Yeah. Okay. Double digits.
All right, cool. Yeah, I got Florida as well. Next up is Arizona against Duke. Up in New Jersey there, in Newark. Newark.
I think 8.5 is too much.
What if he does it, Rob?
Eight and a half.
What if Caleb Love
does it again?
Is just Duke's bugaboo.
Achilles heel.
Yeah.
He was Coach K's Achilles heel.
Yeah.
But what if he just is the killer of Duke?
Duke has taken teams of Arizona's talent level all year and ripped their spine out of their asshole.
Yeah.
This is Duke. No, double digit again.
I agree. I don't think this is close.
What's the over on this?
8.5. Oh, the over is 153.5.
Oh, take the over.
Over.
Yeah.
Over. Especially if Caleb Love's still hot.
Yeah.
That's a 78-75 game there.
Yeah. So, oh, yeah. 79, Duke's 75. Dropping to 80, no question.
Yeah, I agree. Who are you taking, D'Anthony?
I'm going to take Arizona the points.
Okay. I'm going to take the over in this game. Delco, who you take?
I'm taking the over.
Over safe, I think, honestly. Unless
Duke wins.
8.5 like is a lot of fucking points.
It's a lot of points, but for the over, though, there's so many scorers on the floor in this game. There's no way they all go cold at the same time.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen.
I mean, Duke is an elite defensive team. They're the best team in the country. They're good at everything. But, like, still. Like, Duke will do the heavy lifting on the points. And Arizona just needs to be... competent.
At 153, what is that, 78, 77?
79, 75, yeah.
I think Duke could drop 90.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
I have no reason not to.
Especially after three or 4 days rest, too, yeah. coming back with fresh legs.
They gave four different ACC teams this year 30-point losses, and not just shitty ACC teams. Like, they fucked everybody up.
And their benches were in for a lot of the second halves, too.
I feel like the easiest bet this weekend was just Duke to cover against Baylor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that was just free money.
Baylor had no chance.
Yep. I agree. Yeah, even that BYU game, that was my biggest bet of the weekend in Drinking Bros Sports. I put 500 on that game. It was -2 in the opening game. They won by, I don't know, 20. It was fucking rad.
BYU's
I'm
hot.
Surprised, though, Wisconsin, you know, battled back the way they did.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's a good team.
Yeah, they were. They have arguably the best guard in the tournament. I forget his name.
He dropped 30.
He transferred from Missouri.
He didn't hit rim.
Yeah. Can't do that.
He airballed the final shot.
Whiffed it.
Nothing you can do. Bob, who do you got in this Duke game? They covered 8.5?
Smash.
And I'm smashing that over. You're smashing that over?
Yeah, I love
it. I will say that Flagg has been playing some of his best ball the last couple of games.
Oh, yeah.
Just phenomenal as a facilitator. There's a lot of gravity. A lot of attention is coming his way on defense, and he's fucking slinging it. So,
yeah.
I mean, with Proctor scoring 20, 25 points a game right now, it's going to be tough. They're not going to get beat in this game. I just think 8.5 is a lot of points.
I don't know if they're getting beat in this tournament if they keep playing like this.
Yeah. They might have more fucking dudes on the team, and they play a really good team game, too. This is kind of like an old-school chef team.
Duke versus Florida would be the ultimate matchup, of the two best teams. Next up, you got Arkansas against Texas Tech. This is also in San Francisco. D'Anthony, who you got?
I don't know.
This is 5.5 for Texas Tech.
I don't know. I think Arkansas could probably win this game.
So do I.
To be honest, but I don't like. I'll probably take Arkansas because I think 5.5, considering that, is too much. But
nah, Coach Cal turns back into a pumpkin.
Coach Cal, proving he's one of the greatest coaches in college basketball history, takes yet another program to the Elite Eight.
Yep.
Beats Texas Tech. He's one of only two coaches in history to take three different teams to a Final Four.
He took four different teams now. He's the first one to do it.
To the Final Four?
To the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. First one to do that, but he's taken three teams to the Final Four, UMass, Memphis, and Kentucky. I don't know if he's going to do it at Arkansas this year, because eventually he'll play Florida. The run continues.
Tech's too good, dude.
The run continues.
Nah.
Yeah.
This is the tournament. Look, just you need to stick with this narrative now. This is the tournament that everyone hates. Okay, this is there's been no close games.
Yep. I hate SEC Coach Cal though.
You kind of do.
I don't.
Yes, you do. You talk shit on him all the fucking time.
He's a great recruiter, dude.
He's a great coach. You can't do what he's done and not also be a great coach.
This is backhanded bullshit right now.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's hot, but his nose is kind of big.
Fucking insane. That's what
he would say.
I know it is.
Dude, and so it's going to be the Cinderella is Coach Cal. Hate it. Half the Sweet 16 is the SEC. Hate that. Yeah. Half the Elite Eight is going to be the SEC. People are going to hate that. The whole fucking Final Four might be the SEC, which people would really fucking hate. Blowouts left and right. Like, I don't know that there's going to be a close game in this first round or in this Thursday besides Tech and Arkansas.
I agree with you, man. I for real, like, this is – it's all chalk all the way down to the Final Four, it feels like to me.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
People are going to be bored. They're going to be angry about who's doing the blowing outs. Like, it's going to,
I even had my wife turn on White Lotus last night, and I was like, cool, man, I don't really give a shit about this game. We already know Michigan State's going to win.
Yeah.
Mm. That's the first time ever where I've just been like, I already know the outcome of this.
There's a good chance there's four. The Final Four is always.
It's all ones. Or it's just all ones.
Or it's all ones. But, I mean.
Florida.
Houston also fucking steps on their own dick from time to time during the tournament.
They look great, though.
They look great right now, but they always look great until they don't.
The only thing with Houston is I think they have very favorable 2 and 3 seeds.
Yeah.
I think they match up well, really well, with Kentucky and Tennessee. More so with Kentucky. They'll beat the shit out of Kentucky.
And their next game's a fucking joke, which we'll get to now. So the Friday night games here, these are in Atlanta, actually.
You're going to upset the Purdue fans.
No, I'm not. There's two in the audience, probably.
there's a few in the group.
I don't know if I've ever met a Purdue.
I don't think I have either.
They're pissed how much we've disrespected Purdue.
Well,
they will continue.
Win something.
Well, they're in the Sweet 16. What are you talking about?
They were in the finals last year.
they made it to the finals last year. They also lost to a 16 seed the year before. Fortunately for them, someone else already did that.
Yeah.
So no one remembers.
No.
They beat two powerhouses in High Point at McNeese. Show some fucking respect.
I just want to put it out there. I am a Purdue hater. Like, I do not like Purdue.
Is it because of the fucking cancer kid?
No, I like the cancer kid. I like that they beat Ohio State. That's one of the better qualities of Purdue, was beating Ohio State.
Yeah, the night game in fucking Lafayette, wherever the fuck they are.
Yeah, wherever they are. It was not great for us. We missed the national championship.
I don't even know what state Purdue's in.
Indiana.
I don't want to know. I didn't ask to fucking know.
That's fair.
Don't care about Purdue.
I have my reasons, Rob. It don't matter.
Yeah,
yeah, that's fine.
Fuck them.
Next up is Ole Miss at Michigan State.
This is a good game.
This is in Atlanta. This is Michigan State minus 2.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
Michigan State will win this.
Yeah.
I got faith in Izzo. I think he's making a comeback right now. He's reestablishing that program.
He never went anywhere, this guy.
They were kind of fucking mid for a while.
Who was the man? It was like right before COVID, I think, or maybe right after COVID. They had one great team. They had that scrappy guard who looked like he was wildly out of shape with the white headband. Yeah, they made a run. But other than that, one team.
It's been mid. Like they've been first or second round bounces for like the last 10 years.
They haven't really been relevant since Larry Nassar left.
Bring him back. What's going on in the Big Ten with all these fucking rapes?
Oh, there's a lot going on. Yeah, it doesn't end over there. I got Michigan State as well. Delco?
I want to go with Ole Miss. Fuck it.
Okay.
I just don't like Michigan State either. I'm a hater. I don't care.
We know. We've always known.
But I need to fully embrace, like, I'm going to just fade people I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't like Izzo. I don't like Michigan State. Fuck them.
Good.
And this is the tournament of hate. So again, oh, wow. Tom Izzo, like, having a March, you know, revival. He's back.
Yeah.
The guy who beats up his wife knocks Izzo out of the tournament. Another SEC team makes it to the Elite Eight.
Chris Beard, baby.
You hate it, but it is a good game.
It's going to be a good game. Yeah. It's going to be a good game.
Ole Miss is starting to score.
And this is a good matchup for Ole Miss. They just play similarly in a way. Like, if they're defensive teams, like, it'll be a matchup Ole Miss can handle.
I've also been on this block that Michigan State's overachieved this year. So, yeah, they're going to get knocked out.
What do you think about the over? It's 143.5.
I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. That's a 73-72 game.
Sitting in a weird place.
Yeah.
Even for two more defensive teams, I wouldn't touch it.
I'm going to take that, I think. That's only 73-72.
Don't put it in a parlay because I don't want to fucking hear about this on Monday.
I won't. It'll be a separate bet. Who you got, Bob?
Separate but equal.
Exactly.
Honestly. Ole Miss, Moneyline. It's the tournament you hate.
It's a good bet.
It's not.
I don't know if I would hedge around hate, but
it is. Yeah. It is. Even Greg Sankey. I hate that fucking guy from the SEC, the commissioner. What a fucking asshole.
You win,
he sucks.
Cool. But their football conference sucks now.
It is now a basketball conference. Doesn't his son play in the Big Ten or some shit?
I don't know.
Well, it's heritage, not hate.
Yeah.
I used to have a fucking shirt with a Confederate flag on it that said that. It said heritage, not hate.
That's SEC basketball.
Yeah, one of my black friends in high school gave it to me actually for my birthday one time. He goes, "You won't wear this shit to school." I'm like, "Fuck, I won't." I got in a lot of trouble for it too, but you know, it was funny.
Yeah. This fucking asshole. Fuck him, dude. Cool. Now you can hop on TV because you're a basketball conference.
No, there's still a football.
They still are nuts.
Who's gonna have the most draft picks this year? It's gonna be the SEC by a mile again.
They've got 20 teams.
They've got 900 teams.
So does the Big Ten.
900 teams.
Yeah, so does the Big Ten.
Who won the national championship?
I'm sorry. The SEC is 2 years removed from the national championship.
Who's won two straight national championships?
If Jackson Smith and Jigma plays that game, Georgia gets beat by 40.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda. Fuck
no
all
shit.
That.
But either way, Michigan won. Ohio State won. Guess who's going to win this year? It's going to be another Big Ten team.
It'll be Penn State or Ohio State.
Another SEC team.
Just watch that kid spin it, dude.
Count the fucking numbers over the last 10 years alone. There's no stat the SEC doesn't dominate in, including national championships.
Take out Saban.
Now, by the way,
take out Saban.
And you have Kirby Smart, and Kirby Smart alone ties the Big Ten.
Well, Kirby Smart, let's face it, he lucked into both of those. He lucked into both of them.
It's because he allows his fucking players to drive over the speed limit.
By the way,
two more got arrested this weekend, by the way.
Good for them. That's a great program. If your players aren't getting arrested, you're not doing shit right. And by the way,
you want to do it after you win, like the quarterback. What was his fucking name? Stetson Bennett?
Yeah.
He waited until after, which was nice.
He went into rehab. It was a booze cruise on land.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then the double murderer actually just won a Super Bowl. So,
hey, listen.
It does prove that murders do win Super Bowls.
Jalen Carter,
Ray Lewis won a Super Bowl after
time.
He murdered two people.
I don't know
people.
How he served his time, but he served his time.
Sure did.
I
mean, you know, one day in jail.
He lost in the court of public opinion. Some say that's worse than prison.
Yeah.
It is, in many ways.
He lost the race.
Your own punishment. I think the SEC also has the entire top five in baseball right now.
Oh, is that a sport that we care about in college?
Yeah.
I like college baseball.
It's different now. College baseball used to be for dudes who didn't get drafted, and now it's like if you're a great pitcher, you're probably going to college first.
One of the Japanese
for NIL money?
There is serious NIL money.
Not just for NIL.
I know Vandy's paying money.
There's a lot, but not just for NIL. It's mostly for development.
Didn't one of the Japanese prospects just like go to American university?
Yeah.
It is becoming.
Spencer Strider went through. Jack fucking whatever the hell his name is went through. He's Leiter. Jack Leiter went through.
Yeah.
Like all the fucking top pitching prospects are going to university now.
The baseball
price went.
Like college baseball has never been better than it is right
now. It is the third. It's becoming the
Oddly
third
enough.
Sport.
Yeah.
It's
like weird.
Very quickly becoming.
It's on the come up, and maybe it'll for the SEC, maybe they'll become a baseball conference because they're not a football conference.
Also, Texas baseball rules.
Yeah, Texas is good. That's right. They just added Texas to the SEC.
Texas
is the saving grace right now.
I mean, almost every team in the fucking SEC has a really good baseball team. All the teams you would expect, like the top schools do. Arkansas has a good baseball team. Fucking,
I believe they're ranked second.
Yeah, they're ranked. They're
well, you know
top
this growing
right
up in the South. Like that's the only sport you can play year round in baseball.
Florida's always good.
There's a fall program. Everything. Yeah.
I think Georgia's
always good.
Top five.
Georgia's
Texas
always
top
good.
Five. No. LSU, I think, is number one right now.
Mississippi State just won a natty not that long
like 3 years ago. Yeah.
Tennessee won last year.
They dominated college baseball. There's the odd other team somewhere that's competitive, but I think it's mostly what you said. They play
You can
year
play
round.
All year round. Well, yeah. Like we played fall ball. You played fall ball, I'm sure.
California's
right?
like that, too, but you don't see the whole lot of the California. Like UCLA will pop in, USC sometimes, but it used to be like
Fullerton
and Pepperdine and all these schools from like mid-California, like the Valley and shit.
It's not cool to play now anymore.
They're doing something else.
It's funny, man. We talk to the kids about this all the time. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just not cool for whatever reason.
I think baseball's back, kind of.
It's coming back a little bit with the kids. Yeah, like it probably 5 years from now it'll be popular.
I think
because
in the next 10 years it's
going to
probably get past basketball. I think basketball's going to like see a dip and baseball rise.
Yeah. Basketball's already seeing a dip right now.
Hockey's going up too right now.
Yes,
they're growing every year.
And
which
Dallas, it is fucking massive, and families are moving from all over the country to play.
Well, you know,
hockey
the
right
NHL
now.
Should do what baseball did in the late '90s, that RBI program, which is to bring baseball parks into inner cities and shit like that. Not that they should bring hockey into inner cities, but they should start building really good ice arenas all over the country.
I mean, there's a paywall.
Yeah,
to hockey, like more so than any other sport.
Yeah, it's $800 at the low end to get your kid to play hockey, and that's if you play a position and not goalie.
Yeah.
If you play goalie, it's like fucking $2,500.
You play ice hockey, you're traveling a minimum of like an hour to practice every day.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
Next up, Kentucky versus Tennessee. This is Tennessee -4.5. Anthony, who you got?
I think Tennessee blows this out. Actually,
Kentucky's won both games, right?
Yes. I think Tennessee wins, Kentucky covers.
Hard to beat a team three times.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. This is going to be a good game.
It is. It's going to be a great game. But I got Tennessee as well in this one. Yeah. Just because it's tough to win three times.
Kentucky's also overachieved this year.
I'm fine.
Yes. They're not that good.
Yes, I'm fine with the 4.5, though. That doesn't bother me.
Me neither. I'm going to take that. And
also,
I think they're fine.
Just to add to the tournament that everyone hates, Cal makes it farther than Kentucky in his first year at Arkansas.
He might.
Just to add the fucking pain for
I think he might. I really do. Next up, you got Michigan at Auburn. D'Anthony, who you got? This is 8.5.
If Auburn doesn't win this by double digits, I will be surprised.
Tickets for this, by the way, on drinkingbrostickets.com, for this matchup in Atlanta are very, very expensive just because Auburn, it's a short drive over to Atlanta. So just know that if you're trying to buy tickets to this game.
It's probably 100,000 Auburn alums.
Well,
it's an hour and a half drive, but
the first game is Ole Miss, and it's also $540 for the cheapest ticket in the goddamn arena.
Because you get both.
Yeah,
you get both tickets.
Yeah,
and I mean, but the
obviously they did that on purpose. Yeah. I don't know why they put some of these SEC teams out in fucking San Francisco.
So people
don't even watch basketball out there.
It's essentially like you get rewarded for your higher seed. Mm. You get to play closer to home. This is like Kansas always got this over the years where they would get a number one overall seed and they would be in the Midwest region. They'd play there.
Topeka.
They'd play in, yeah, and then they'd play like the regional in Chicago or Kansas City or, you know, something like that. And yeah. So Auburn, because they're the number one overall seed, gets the friendly home.
Correct.
Home game.
For, yeah, but that's why these tickets are very, very expensive because you're paying for both too. Who you got in this game, Bob?
Auburn double digits. Michigan's not ready.
Auburn's too stacked.
Yeah.
They have dudes coming off the bench scoring 20.
Like, yeah. It's like, look at it this way. Michigan had trouble with Michigan State, and Auburn is, like Michigan State, a really fucking tough, good defensive team who also happens to be loaded with offensive talent. Like, yeah. it's too much.
Michigan can play some decent I mean, they got two big dudes in the middle.
Yeah.
But that's, like, Auburn's just got too many weapons, man. Yeah, like, you can get those guys in foul trouble early on if you really wanted to, if they play it that way. Or they can just shoot.
Kind of neutralized Cockburner with Creighton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that Creighton didn't put up more of a fight.
They did, and then they fell apart.
Yeah.
What's the line on Auburn to win it right now?
Overall odds?
Yeah.
I think they're the second favorite. I think Florida. Well, third. I think Florida, Duke are ahead of them, but... and this one, I got Auburn. I think Michigan overachieved this year. This is the best that they could possibly do is go to the Sweet 16. New coach, all that other shit.
Great year.
Mm-hmm.
They won the tournament too, right?
Nothing to be ashamed of.
Won the Big Ten tournament, made the Sweet 16. Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the coach's first year.
Yep.
That's a fucking phenomenal
Nothing to be ashamed of, yeah. And I've got Auburn as well. 8.5 is a lot of fucking points, though. So
I think Auburn's just too much.
I do too, but God, these spreads are so high. 8.5 is a lot. That means they're beating Michigan by 10. Probably check back with me on Drinking Bros Sports, but I got Auburn in this one. Next up, you got Purdue at Houston. This is Houston -7.5. D'Anthony, who you got?
I'll take Houston, and I'll take the over as well.
Wait, 132.5. Yeah. That is the lowest over-under I've seen in the entire tournament.
They might be fucking me, but that might be just tempting me to do it.
Wow.
But I think Houston's going to score fucking 90 points in this game.
Houston can score. They play slow, but they are hyper efficient on offense.
And Purdue is not stopping them.
And Houston, they're not going to score on Houston. Mm-hmm. That'd be my biggest concern is that Houston or Purdue. I don't know how they score on Houston.
Houston's also way more reliable with like their shots.
Yeah,
like what they take. They're not stupid.
No. No, they're fucking Houston.
They're a well-oiled machine. Houston, Sampson. This might be a culmination of like he finally gets it done this year. Like Houston could win the Natty.
They could.
That's why I picked in my bracket. Houston wins double digits. I think this is a blowout.
Yeah, this is 7.5 here. I got Houston as well in this game. I might fuck with that over/under too, 132.5. Just because I think Houston might cover it. I don't know about Purdue, but I think Houston on their own.
I don't know if I'd count push on Purdue this to do their work.
Yeah, 80 to 60 maybe.
Because here's the thing, too. If Houston gets like a 15, 18 point lead, the game's pace is going to grind to a halt.
Right.
That's true, yeah. That's a good point. I probably won't take that over then because that's probably what will happen.
They will eat up every possession,
yeah.
and then make Purdue run around on defense, and then whether they score or not doesn't matter. They're already up 16 points. Then Purdue's got to come back on offense and try and fucking score.
Yeah,
like, it's just, I mean, Houston's like a fucking anaconda. Mm. Like they just choke you to death.
Yeah, Purdue's only real shot here is to get in the lane and try to fucking get them in foul trouble or something,
or hit every three.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Like you got to get it to the free throw line.
I don't think this game's going to be.
I just don't dig their point guard who looks Amish.
Ugh. Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. Shave the mustache. That's not a good look. You're supposed to. Here's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to shave everything but the mustache and then trim it all the way down to like the corner of your nose. Just that little piece.
We're not Dagestan, you know.
Yeah.
Well, no, we're Hitler.
Well.
But I'm saying, shaving the mustache.
Charlie Chaplin existed before Hitler, bud.
Very true.
Michael Jordan did it as well.
Hitler ripped that fucking thing off. Actually, the entire Marine Corps existed before and after. And the only regulation mustache you can have in the Marine Corps is a Hitler stash.
That's it.
It has to be inside the lip.
They've been telling us this entire time.
Yep.
When someone tells you who they are, believe them.
Believe
Marines or Hitler.
Exactly. We got some sponsors to put this show on the air. First and foremost, mybookie.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Bob, look up the bracket. Who's winning that for us in Drinking Bros here?
Let me see if Jack has gotten back to me yet on that. He was going to send me a leaderboard today.
$2,500. And then our other one is wide open as well. A lot of chalk, obviously, and it's great, man. Betting these games has been great this weekend. A lot of people winning a lot of money. Oregon, I bet last night, and they won by a half a point. Thank you for not fouling at the last fucking second there. That was awesome. Decent weekends all the way around. Look, man, there's, you know, shit. 80 more games coming up, man. It's great. These games are going to be bangers, and excited about it. Go to mybookie.com, enter that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000 if you lost. Let's say you took a lot of long shots this weekend. They will give you rake backs for those day one homies out there. So you'll get some money back even though you lost. Throw it on some parlays, for Christ's sakes. It's great. Their live casino is also amazing. You're playing against real dealers and real casinos around the world. Go to mybookie.com, promo code DRINKINGBROS. Doubles that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Next up, we got firstform.com/drinkingbros. Shit, I forgot to take my microfactors. God damn it, dude. God damn it. D'Anthony, tell us about the protein.
Protein.
There you go.
It's a building block of life.
Sure is.
I was on the road this weekend, and, you know, it's hard to find calories out there that aren't poison, to be honest.
Yeah.
I had a charcuterie board at the airport.
Oh, yeah?
But it was, like, the weakest shit.
The wine bar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, come on, man.
I know that wine bar.
I need 85 grams of fucking protein. I don't care about this other shit.
They don't give you enough meat there.
You know what I mean? So I had to break out a fucking couple level one bars.
Yeah, I understand it.
What are you going to do?
I understand it. They got the powder. The level one bars are amazing. Birthday cake, cookie dough, chocolate peanut butter, pretzel, 20 grams of protein in these guys, and they taste amazing. My kids love the new peanut butter and jelly ones. These are the microfactors right here. One pouch, this beautiful little box, door opens, boom, you're good to go. 30 packs of these. They got the big six in them, antioxidants, CoQ10s, multivitamins, fruits and veggies, EFAs, and the probiotics. It's also Monday. Where are those liver detox pills? Yeah. Just can't slide those over here. Jesus Christ, dude. I was watching the games this weekend. Daddy needs it. Go to firstform.com/drinkingbros today. That's First Form spelled with a one. That is 1STPHORM, firstform.com/drinkingbros. As always, anything over $75, the shipping is free over there. Best supplement company on the planet, in my opinion. Next up, we got bioproteintech.com. Promo code DRINKINGBROS is going to get you $30 off your first order over there. Guys, here's why your hormones suck. Most guys are focused on testosterone. However, that's not even half the puzzle. In order to absorb testosterone optimally, you must have adequate growth hormone. More specifically, its end result, growth factors. Unfortunately, growth hormone decreases year after year after puberty, which may explain your poor performance in the gym, your excess body fats, and that's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus gives you back those growth factors naturally, giving you HGH-like results with zero needles, zero side effects, and zero doctor visits, all at a fraction of the cost of prescription treatments. So, if you want to fix the way you perform, look, and feel, not only in the gym, but also in the bedroom, head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in the audio description or the YouTube description. Bob always puts it in both. And enter that promo code DRINKINGBROS for $30 off your first order. Same kind of deal as First Form, where they just give you 30 vials here. So you're getting 30 and 30. Boom, you pop one underneath your tongue right before 9-9. Good to go. And that'll pep you up the next morning. My God, dude. You can take it in the morning, take it at night. It's up to you. I like to take it at night. They say take it in the morning. Whatever, man. Whatever you feel good doing. But works great, and your skin looks nice, too. Although it was 93 degrees yesterday, and I'm getting sunburned out on the field with my kids during practice. Jesus Christ. I was not expecting that.
Yeah. Just pick a fucking season.
God damn it.
Wearing shorts yesterday.
Yes. It's crazy. Absolutely crazy. Last but not least, drinkingbrostickets.com. All the tickets to the Final Four, Sweet 16, Elite Eights, everything is available on drinkingbrostickets.com. College football season's coming up as well. Spring game tickets, comedians, concerts, Motocross, monster trucks, all of it.
Baseball
available.
Kicks off this week.
Yes, baseball, opening week of baseball. Every single game is on there. We're about $10 cheaper than StubHub. Grab some tickets. Take your family out to the games. Most of it's pretty cheap, man. And the opening day is fun because it's sold out a lot. So go go to drinkabrostickets.com and get tickets for the games here. All right, let's get on this coaching carousel here. Who left here? Sean Miller's gone.
Yeah, left Xavier for Texas, which is an incredible hire. The SEC just got even better. Rodney Terry was probably the weakest link. Well, LSU's coach is, I think, ass too, but Rodney Terry is probably the weakest link in the conference, and now they just added a pretty elite fucking coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couple went to the Big Ten as well. The Gophers got Medved from Colorado State.
Yep, good hire.
Will Wade went to NC State.
Drake, interesting hire. Drake's McCollum went to Iowa, so they got Big Ten got two. You know, it's this is just how it goes.
That's how it's always like the player, the portal, that stuff's new. But the coaches, it's always been that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
You go mid-major hunting after you fire your coach who fucking failed.
I mean,
even Calipari, by the way, was a mid-major coach until, what, 2009, 2010?
Yeah, UMass.
Yeah.
UMass and then Memphis. Like, those are both mid-major schools. He didn't make the big leagues until halfway through his career.
I mean, UMass to Memphis is a pretty steep upgrade, but it's good, still mid-major. Though.
Memphis would have won a natty if Derrick Rose hit some free throws. Right?
Yeah, sure would have.
Yeah, he choked up on that one.
Yeah, sure would have. Then he won a fucking
MVP 3 years later.
I know, right? Weird.
Even though his PER was like fucking 5 points less than LeBron's. And what was that, 2010-11 season, I think? Fucking dick.
He would have loved a Diddy party, though.
He would have loved it. He probably went to one.
Yeah,
probably,
easily.
The just, NBA MVP just, in 2010 was at a Diddy party.
Just wait for that case to come out. There's going to be some surprises and then some that are not surprises.
Well, we'll see who's
alive. Lamar Odom probably had a few of those up, right?
But, I mean, he OD'd in a whorehouse. So, like,
it was the Bunny Ranch, and it's
a legitimate business.
A legitimate establishment. So.
Sure, but that's still not great for
And by
him.
The way, Illinois has got a bill in their state house right now to legalize prostitution. So.
Let's fucking go. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Because that's the only way J.B. Pritzker can get laid. He's a billionaire, but he can't see his own dick.
Thank God I'm not single and living in St. Louis anymore. Because you're drunk at 3 in the morning. Hey, man, let's just go across the river and buy a pussy.
Exactly. Iowa hires Drake's McCollum as their head coach. Columbia hired Gators assistants as their head coach. Got a lot of people walking around here.
That's how it goes.
Man. I hope Hurley stays.
Hurley's not going anywhere.
I really do.
I don't. Why even leave for the NBA?
I agree, man. Because the NBA, it's not fun right now. Even watching these games over the weekend, some of them, everybody's sitting out. Like, Jokic didn't play this weekend.
What's that time of year? Playoffs start, in 3 weeks?
Yeah.
April 15th, I think, that around then. They're fucking soft as shit.
Plus, everybody makes the playoffs.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody makes
the playoffs. So it's like, what are we doing here,
The
man?
One seed is off the table in both conferences, I believe. Like, I think the Cavs and the Thunder are too far ahead for anyone to catch.
I mean, as far as regular season goes, but again, that's just seeding at this point. Like, nobody's going to catch the Cavs. Nobody's going to catch the Thunder. But do I think the Cavs are going to beat the Celtics?
No.
In the Western Conference Finals in a 7-game series? Probably not, honestly. No. Like, I hope they do because it's a great young team and they got a fuckload of talent on that team. So I hope they break through, but it seems unlikely. It feels like when Boston lost to Golden State, right?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like right now. So we'll see.
I just hope the Sixers get a good lottery pick.
Cooper?
Maybe. I mean, have. Balls go our way.
You know? Yeah, I mean, look, there's a possibility. You only got 23 wins over there.
Yeah,
so
how many? What's it? The worst team gets 20 and 21 entries or something, or is it 13?
They just,
or
they
something
have the
like 25% or something.
Yeah,
something
whoever
like
they're kind of feeling in the moment, they leave a frozen envelope.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And it could go. It could shake out Philly's way if they continue to be this terrible.
Well, if they get a lot like a top three pick, they need to trade everybody on their team and get some more picks for the future.
Yeah. Right.
If you get like some dipshit seventh pick, then there's no point, to be honest. Because you're not going to
build
it
around Flagg and Maxey.
It's a deep draft.
Yeah. It's a decent draft.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I say everybody, I mean Embiid and everybody else except for.
I mean, like Texas. Maxey. I love Texas. Probably Trey Johnson. And Trey Johnson's probably going to go like seventh. Like, that's that. Trey Johnson's fucking great. Like,
he's a good two way player, that guy?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get some steals. Yeah, good offensive player.
I guess.
I find it hilarious that Steph Curry is going to sit out this weekend, because right now Golden State's in the sixth slot, tied with the Timberwolves, but they would play Denver in the first round. So, yeah, you probably want to lose out of that or try to win up.
Yeah.
Either way, Jesus Christ. Yeah, but Steph Curry's not going to play this weekend.
Golden State.
Well, you know they're so before Jimmy Butler came over to the Warriors, they were minus 85 with Curry off the floor.
And okay.
Since Jimmy Butler came over, they're plus 63 with Curry off the floor.
Okay.
That's fucking wild. And a lot of it is in games he actually plays in, and that's just a plus minus when he's not on the court. And Jimmy's leading the second team. But I think they're winning like 70% of their games when Curry doesn't play since Butler came over.
How bad is the East here? I'm looking at the Hawks are in seventh here.
It's
35 and 36.
Cavs, Celtics, Knicks. And Knicks are a stretch. Everybody else is fucking trash.
The Heat are gonna be a play-in team with 30 and 41 record.
Well, yeah. Their Heat culture is kind of falling apart.
No, no.
Yaquez is apparently boning.
Spoelstra's ex-wife.
Yeah,
but I mean, you could nuke out, Jesus Christ, three-fourths of this conference.
I think it's just the top three plus the Bucks.
It's crazy.
That's it.
It's such a terrible conference.
The Bucks, just because of Giannis, could make a little bit of a run, but they're not going to win.
No, no.
And the Pacers are a non-factor. I don't think the Knicks are a factor either, to be honest.
Yeah, but Pistons are a fun story. No.
Cade Cunningham finally being useful.
Yeah.
People thought that might have been a bust when they took him, but it turns out that the Pistons were just really bad.
They were.
Yeah.
They've been really bad for a lot of years here. Major League Baseball's kicking off this week. Did you guys watch the games over in Japan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ohtani. Still Ohtani. Jesus Christ.
The respect they have. I mean, I love Japanese culture in general because it's an honor-based culture still, and it's one of the last that exists on Earth. But he comes up to the plate, and you can't hear a fuck. You could hear a pin drop in that place.
Yeah.
You could hit that. Nobody makes a fucking sound. I don't even think the people that were in line for concessions were turned around watching the game with their hands in their lap quietly. Because did you watch the home run yet?
I saw the highlight.
You can't hear anything.
It was a fucking bomb.
You can't hear anything, and it's just like boom. It sounds like a goddamn cannon goes off.
Yeah.
And the fucking place erupts. To be honest, I think we need to start playing more games in Japan, and I mean regular season games.
Well, I mean, they played two. So the first two, their Dodgers are already 2-0.
You can't play them with 2 weeks left in fucking spring training. That's retarded. Yeah. Play them during the season. Who cares?
Yeah. I mean, we do a London series.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Just send the Angels and the fucking Dodgers or the Padres and the fucking Mariners or something like that out there. It's not that far of a fucking flight.
Yeah.
Yeah. How far is that flight?
That's tough.
It's not
that's tough travel.
Yeah.
For like a three-game series. You got to do at least a pod, right? Like
LA, LA to Japan.
No, it would be Seattle. It's 10 hours.
Oof.
That's not great.
Nonstop. It's not that bad.
You
it's 6.5 hours nonstop to go from fucking
you can go coast to coast in five, so. Yeah.
That's not that bad. Just play a couple of series.
Yeah. Make it worth it. Make it worth it to play a week there, I guess.
You know what I would love to see? I don't know how you'd be able to do it, but so Japan has their own version of March Madness. I don't know if you know this.
Mm-mm.
And it's a like 120 high school baseball tournament team, 120 team high school baseball tournament, and they go fucking ape shit.
That's cool.
Because I don't think university sports are a big thing over there. But if there was a way to just like get the 50 best Japanese high schools and the 50 best American high schools into some sort of like tournament, I'd watch the fuck out of that. Fuck the Little League World Series.
Yeah. But Dodgers are already 2-0. That team is so fucking stacked.
They're going to win like 110 games. It is what it is. And then lose to the Reds in the first round.
The Reds are not making the playoffs.
They are making the playoffs. They're going to win if you want my. We have our Tomahawk preview show is on Wednesday at noon. And that's my spoiler.
Ellie's the man, but dude, that franchise is cursed.
Spoiler pick for the NL Central, I'm taking the Reds.
Dodgers are going back to back.
They haven't really had a lot of success since Mark Schott called Deion Sanders her $1 million N-word. I think they did well in the 90s season, and ever since then,
The Braves swept them in the 95 NLCS. Mm. They made a couple first round appearances with Votto and Johnny Cueto.
And in the middle 2000s, but it never went anywhere, and it never would because that was the only two dudes on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Switching on over to the NFL here, your boy Jameis Winston signs with the Giants for 2 years.
Yeah.
$8 million. Is he the answer there?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's definitely the answer to should you take Malik Nabers first in your fantasy draft, because the answer is yes to that. Malik Nabers is going to be catching bombs all season.
Is Jameis Winston going to start, though? They'll probably draft a quarterback.
Hopefully.
Yeah, they're gonna draft.
This was an $8 million deal
gonna
for
draft,
2 years.
They're going to draft Cam Ward, probably, right?
That's or
guys, I see Cam
Sanders.
Ward first to the Titans in like every mock.
Same here.
Why the fuck would you, in their situation, why would you take a quarterback?
They're a horrible franchise.
Yeah,
horrible.
That's the worst. I guess that.
They need everything.
You never start with a quarterback, ever. Especially not unless it's like a Joe Burrow that fucking draft him.
Yeah.
But Cam Ward, probably not.
I hope they start anyone but Jameis. As an Eagles fan, I'm terrified of Winston. He's just going to torture us.
Well, you guys aren't going to win for a couple years now.
Is that the case?
That's just how it is in the NFL, isn't it?
I don't know, man. there's so much movement now, and the Eagles pretty... I mean, they kept that core intact.
The only people to go back-to-back
paid everybody.
In the last 30 fucking years is Brady and Mahomes. They're the only two.
Yeah.
The only two. And they're the only two that are going to do it.
Yeah, the Eagles got a good defense, so we'll see. We'll see. Next up, Rodgers visited the Steelers. Is he the answer there? I mean, he's pretty much out of teams. Minnesota said no.
Everybody said no,
and then this is kind
of
it for
wasn't
him.
One of the Steelers players like, I ain't doing that dark room shit.
Yeah. He goes, sign the fucking contracts and be the quarterback or get the fuck out of here. So this is kind of the last stop for him.
I mean, there's always a team that needs a quarterback. Right.
There is, but if he wants actual money there, Steelers are the only ones with an open starter.
Does Rodgers care about money at this point?
I don't know.
Does it matter if you like if I'm him and I've made, I think he's made like $330 in his career or something like that. Go somewhere on the fucking minimum, dude, and let them spend that other $50 million on great players and win. What the fuck are you doing?
Prove it to the XFL, you know?
Yeah. You can't even spend that money in the dream realm anyway. That's crystals only. So what?
Yeah, it's all vibes over there. You can't spend dollars. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I watched that documentary, man. It's wild.
What?
The Aaron Rodgers? He's living like a poor. Like, it's fucking weird, man.
He's a fucking... weird dude.
He's a very weird guy.
He's just doing startup CEO shit.
He bought into like the darkest parts of Silicon Valley, like tech vibe. Fucking, he's like a tech bro. He wishes he was a tech bro.
I don't know. Do you think he even makes the team this year?
Makes sense. He went to Cal.
It does.
Yeah. Do you think is there a possibility he doesn't make a team and everybody's just sick of his bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah. People don't want to deal with that.
That's what I think.
There's enough bullshit in the NFL already. The problem is he's allegedly still so talented. Obviously, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but...
Right.
I think it's passed him by.
Maybe. Does he care?
No.
Does it seem like he cares?
No.
No.
Doesn't seem like he cares. Because
he's not
going
to show up at training camp, right?
No. I mean, the smartest thing would be to go to Pittsburgh or to go to Vegas and let them draft a new guy or whatever and fucking work with him for a couple of years. But he's shown that he won't do it. Not that he can't. He refuses.
Pittsburgh is loaded at wide receiver. They have DK Metcalf and George Pickens.
And a great defense. Yes. So, he's not going to have to spend all his time on the field. I mean, it's not all on him in Pittsburgh.
Right. And I think that's a great option here. Why he's dicking around, we'll see.
Then there's Atlanta. They're fucking sticking with Cousins, it looks like.
Yeah, they signed him.
Well, you got Phoenix.
No, I mean like sticking with him as a starter.
No, I know. Because they're losers. Yeah. Falcons are fucking losers, too. Yeah.
And, that's
Phoenix Cook.
So who's worse, Tennessee or Atlanta?
Tennessee.
Tennessee's worse.
Explain why.
Because Falcons will give you...
The Falcons have done the same amount with more.
Right. Falcons will give you a 7-10 record. I mean, Tennessee is going to give you a 5-13 record.
They've had the same amount of playoff success over the years.
Technically less. Or no, they have it the same because they both made two Super Bowls.
The Falcons
and they both probably should have won those Super Bowls too.
Yeah.
Falcons have the option to have cool jerseys. The Titans do not.
No, that's the worst color scheme. It's like the worst. Teal, black, and red. What the fuck were you thinking?
No idea. Though.
Actually, the Titans only made one Super Bowl. So I'm going to go with the Titans are worse. Titans had the one.
Yeah. Falcons have at least made two.
And they don't have a Dirty Bird either. They don't have any kind of branding.
No, it's horrible.
It's a fake team.
It is a fake. It's a movie. It looks like it's from Any Given Sunday. It's fucking terrible.
What if he goes? What if Aaron Rodgers goes to the Browns on a league minimum contract?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Because they've got to do something.
They got to do something too.
What's homeboy Watson's out all next season?
Yep.
All the pro sports teams in Tennessee are fake.
And Winston's gone now, so they got
two of them.
Who, what quarterbacks does Cleveland even have on their roster now?
They traded the other one. that Dorian Robinson, whoever, they picked up Kenny Smallhands. Yeah,
let me look.
Was it Smallhands they get?
Pickett, yeah. Pickett. Are they going to draft a quarterback? They're pretty high.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they only have Pickett's the only quarterback on their fucking roster now.
They might draft one. Because Watson's out for the year with a torn Achilles.
Yeah, but there are no quarterbacks that are worth a first-round draft pick, in my opinion.
Me neither. I agree.
We're going to stick with Kenny.
No, small hands, dude. Let small hands cook.
Just
like
Cleveland and fucking Pittsburgh exchange quarterbacks for a while. A couple years.
My Forever. God.
Jesus Christ, man.
Saints signed Brandon Cooks on a two-year deal.
Does that matter?
No, it doesn't.
That's where he started, isn't it?
It is. So he'll retire there, I guess. Good for him for getting one more contract. $13 million there. And, yeah.
That Xavier Worthy story got a little more spicy.
Sure did.
Apparently his ex that called the cops on him for choking her out or whatever, it was trying to extort him, and he's got evidence.
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. So that none of that That's probably ever happened.
So he sued his ex-fiance, alleges extortion and abuse from her.
Also says she stole $150,000 in cash and fucked up a bunch of his stuff.
A jewelry. Yeah. So that's a fun one.
So
dude.
Here's the thing. Do you remember? You guys remember Reggie Bush, right?
Yeah.
So you know he was dating Kim Kardashian, and his mom was like, "No, you're not dating Kim Kardashian." So she went out. I don't know if she was involved in this, but he ended up like 3 years later married to a woman that looks exactly like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like literally exactly.
They're
like
identical.
Her. I don't know if his mom found one on Temu or some shit. Or Wish back then, I guess it was Wish back then.
When was at USC, Reggie Bush might be my favorite college athlete of all time.
He was great.
He was great. Mm-hmm. He was fun to watch, man. Yeah. He was in L.A. at that time, too, he was a fucking superstar.
But, like, every game, just highlight after highlight.
Yeah. Yeah. The fact that he and Leinart didn't both die of AIDS still in college is a goddamn miracle.
I hated Leinart, but I like him now. It's weird.
Yeah, he's cool. He's a good dude.
Yeah, I like him as well. And then this women's thing, man. I want to talk about this women's fucking college basketball tournament.
I'll
tell you why. ESPN has fucked up my entire brain through this entire week by slotting in these women against men and then equal stories and equal coverage and all this other bullshit. It's a lot of the same teams, and it has tricked me all weekend.
Yeah.
So the headlines.
ESPN has the rights to the women's tournament.
Correct.
So they're
but their headlines, by the way, are worded to where it seems like Duke star player was out, barely wins.
And they're I was like, creative.
Yeah. So I clicked it, and I was just like, "What?
They
the
got your
fuck?
Ass?
Yes,
God damn it! Yeah."
I was like, "Who went out for Duke? Who is going for Duke? What am I missing here? What am I betting on?" They've been doing it for the last fucking week, and I'm tired of it. Nobody's watching the women's tournament. Nobody's at these games. I flipped one on just to see if anybody was at these games.
So,
no one is there. No one.
Caitlin Clark was it.
That was it. That was the moment, and now it's gone. Stop fucking showing this shit in the feed. Like, I'm confused, and I keep clicking the wrong thing.
I understand
and I'm
like, it,
though. Fuck, dude.
Yeah, they have money invested in it. They're going to do it.
I guess so, but God damn it, dude. At least word the articles differently.
Nah,
even the way they put the brackets, it's just an M and a W in very, very small print. So you look at the scores, and you're like, wait a minute.
They trick you.
Did Baylor actually win that game, or did they lose?
Yeah, money.
Yeah. And I hate it. Because if you're looking at it here, a lot of these teams, like Alabama, Maryland, same teams, they're all in. Where you're like, all right, well, shit. Did they win? Did they lose?
Alabama and Maryland are even the same seeds.
That's what I'm saying. Illinois is still in there. Michigan State is in there. Texas, where you're like, okay, cool. Who? Why is that score so big? And then I click on the wrong link. I've been doing it all fucking weekend, dude. Get rid of this bullshit. I know you paid for the rights of it, but Jesus Christ. Even me clicking over makes me hate the goddamn sport more than I already do. So get it out of my fucking face. UFC, what happened this weekend?
Sean Brady fucking dominated Leon. And I mean, I don't think he's going to hop and become the number one contender for the belt, but we'll see.
Okay.
Shavkat still probably, when he comes back, he's healthy, he's going to be the number one contender. He'll fight for the belt. But, yeah, Sean Brady looked good. His only loss was to Bilal. I don't really know if they're interested in a rematch right away because that wasn't that long ago.
Right.
And he dominated Sean Brady. But Brady looks good. He's a Philly guy. You know, represent my area well.
Yeah, proud
destroyed of Leon Edwards. Edwards looks washed now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, ever since he got popped.
That was it.
Yeah, that's it. Sometimes that is it. Sometimes you got to take a year or two off and go get your brain fixed.
Yeah.
And it sucks, but this is the way it is. I've been checked out on UFC.
Same here.
Not one fight in the last like year has been of any interest to me.
It was just like a.
It was free. I put it on.
My time's not free though, Delco.
I know.
My time is. I can't get it back. You know what I mean? I'm not going to watch two dudes without mustaches wrestle each other for 2.5 hours.
They got a real fucking problem on their hands, and they're trying to figure it out right now. And I don't know what the solution is.
Just have Trump deport all these people. It's easy.
John Jones, Tommy Aspinall, make it happen.
Yeah, they'll just shoot it in Saudi Arabia.
Exactly.
Still going to do it.
Oh, yeah.
No problems with that.
Yeah. I mean, Dan is already starting the boxing league with the Saudis. Yeah. So.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
UFC is the same problem that NBA has and baseball kind of had, but is fixing, which is it's a solved sport.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird to see, though, I'm with you. I don't really care. Yeah, there's no stars.
It's been a minute since I've given a fuck about any UFC fight. I do wonder if there's going to be a Saudi boxing league. Is it going to be like men versus women?
So
the
Saudis have already started it. They signed a huge deal with Canelo.
But Dana was like announcing the fucking payouts for this like boxing league he wants to start. No boxer is going to sign up for that shit.
Yeah, because the money sucks.
The money sucks.
Sucks.
To see two Saudi prisoners fight each other.
The Saudis,
I would watch it, yeah, but it's like these promotions. I'm convinced, I've always been convinced that boxing promotions are just billionaires hiding money.
It has to be a scam, right? Yeah, there's no way the money makes sense.
Like the guaranteed money, like if you're a one of four belt champion, you're getting like $3 to $8 million per fight.
Yeah.
Right? When I say one to four, there's like four different organizations you can get a belt from.
Boxers are making like $30 million.
Dudes with multiple belts, are, especially the higher up in weight class you go, are making guaranteed $15 to $30 million on their fights. There's no way you can fucking offer people that low amount and have them travel to Saudi Arabia for the privilege.
So Canelo, the fight he just signed with the Saudis is $400 million.
The one he signed with fucking DAZN was 10 fights, $330 million.
Yep. This one is $400 million for five fights.
God damn.
The way that it breaks down, he's going to fight with Riyadh Season, a Saudi Arabian promotion, headed by whoever the fuck that guy is over there.
Saudi just spent $5 billion on golf for something nobody watches.
Yeah.
And it's a round in there. They don't care.
So he's got a May fight, a September fight with Terrence Crawford. That one I'm actually interested in.
Yeah, Bud Crawford.
Bud Crawford would be a blast. Going right now. Two more fights in 2026, both in Riyadh. Jake Paul fights.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, me too. And yeah, there you have it, man. So Saudis are buying it all.
Wait,
out.
One of those five
Crawford,
fights.
The Bud
Jake
Crawford
Paul?
Is yeah. The Bud Crawford fight is going to be in Vegas, though, at least. Mm. The others will be in Saudi Arabia.
I don't think anybody's going to watch that. People will watch the Jake Paul fight because they'll hope he finally gets the shit kicked out of him.
Well, he's fighting very soon his brother, I think, in May.
Cool.
So it's Jake and Logan.
They're
Logan's
fighting
good,
each other?
They
Nobody's
going to
watch that.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to watch that.
He's an entertaining pro wrestler, right? He's good at
it. He is. He's very good at
stick
WWE.
Stick to that, dude.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, look, if they're going to pay you to do it, but
yeah,
nobody's going to watch that shit.
I agree. Bet with us or against us on mybookie.com. Use that promo code DRINKINGBROS to double that first deposit all the way up to $1,000. Don't forget to rate this show a 5-star on iTunes. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, Delco, Dan, Hot Bob, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Monday Morning Recap. Good morning, everyone.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save.
$20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.